You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There is a place that is spoken about only in whispers. A dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends. A place where anything can happen and usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free. And things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country, and there is no escaping it, no matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights and turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
Good evening and welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. Along with me, as always, my lovable and cuddly compatriot, Timmy D. Thanks for joining me, Timmy.
Howdy.
Now, we've got we just spent the first hour here with the medium, Chip Coffee, and he was able to do your readings for you. Tell you a little bit about the people that have crossed over. We've got a very nice lady on the phone with us here who has a book out, and the name of the book is So You Want to Be a Medium, A Down-to-Earth Guide. And her name is Rose Vanden Enden, and she's here to discuss a little bit about this book. And I believe just from looking at the cover, am I getting this right, that it's a paranormal way to lose weight?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay, good, because Tim and I want to become mediums. We're tired of the extra large.
Are you extra large now?
Yes, we are.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you want to go down to the medium size.
Yes,
I'm with you there.
Is this like a lot of just mentalism, getting ourselves skinny? Or we're here to talk about talking to the dead, too, aren't we? All right. Rose, are you a medium?
Yes, I am. I'm a certified medium with the Indiana Association of Spiritualists at Camp Chesterfield.
Okay.
And I'm the director of education with my spiritualist church here in Cincinnati, Ohio.
All right. Now, reading off the back of your book, it says that you earned mediumship certification from the Indiana Association of Spiritualists in 2000.
Yes.
How exactly does one earn a certificate of mediumship? What all do you have to go through for that?
Well, that's an interesting question. There are several programs throughout the United States that you can go and take classes to become a medium. And the Indiana Association of Spiritualists at Camp Chesterfield is one of those programs. They offer mediumship classes, which range in subjects from things like, guides and guidance, how to talk to your spirit guides, things like natural law, which I also cover in the book, which are the natural laws of the universe that govern how the universe works and why mediumship works. We talk about things like chakras and different energy systems. And then, of course, we cover development classes, which talk in development classes about how to develop your own skills as a medium. So that program for mediumship development lasts about 2 years through their program, and after that you sit for...
It's just like a Harry Potter Academy? You're going and hanging out with all the rest of the people that have these abilities to do this? Or?
Actually, no. It's actually, there are a lot of really nice people that go to go to school there, and from all over the country, from Canada, from different parts of the world, and... you actually sit for a written test at the end of that 2 year period after you've studied, and you also take.
Yeah, but that's not fair. You're sitting there taking a written test, and you're using spirits giving you the answer, aren't you?
Well, exactly. Well, you have to train your have to train your spirit people to be able to do that.
Tim, see, we should have been mediums in high school. We would have graduated with honors.
I know. Wouldn't that have been great?
Valedictorian, baby.
That early. That's right. If we would have tuned into that earlier, we would have all been, summa cum laude, coming out of college. But
that's right.
You know, but yeah, and then we also have a test that actually we test for the certification that proves that we can prove the continuity of life. So that's what the mediumship requirement is all about.
All right. Now, what does that mean, proving the continuity of life?
Well, as spiritualists, we believe, and I'm a spiritualist medium. Not every medium is a spiritualist. So I believe, as part of my religion, that we can speak to the people who have passed over to the other side and to our spirit guides and teachers who are on the other side who can help us with different things here in this lifetime that we're trying to work on. So as part of our religion, we believe that to be a medium, you have to be able to prove the continuity of life, which means that you need to be able to prove that, you know, if I'm having a conversation with, you know, Uncle Joe over on the other side, I need to be able to prove that it really is Uncle Joe. So that talks about evidential mediumship, which is being able to give pieces of evidence to prove that that really is that spirit over on the other side that's talking.
All right, now here we sit, two guys who don't claim to have any psychic bones in our body, none of the abilities that allow us to speak to the dead that we're aware of.
Uh-huh.
And you mean to tell me that with this book and taking classes, Timmy D here could be a medium?
Absolutely.
Really? It's that simple? It's not born into you?
I believe, you know, I get into trouble with this sometimes, Dave, because I believe that we all have mediumship potential, and it really is a matter of what you want to concentrate on pursuing and what you don't want to concentrate on, because it's like musical ability or anything else. Yes, some people have more potential than other people have, but
right,
everyone can at least learn the different mechanics of how to tune in so that they can use that connection to spirit for their own, you know, for their own betterment. It doesn't necessarily mean that you might want to be a medium for other people per se, but being a medium for me is about speaking to spirit and about talking to spirit on a regular basis and listening to guidance and things like that in my own personal life as well as in my for professional reasons.
Now,
so
it almost
everybody
sounds,
can learn to do that.
It almost sounds like you're talking about developing an intuition or a super heightened intuition. I mean, is that essentially what this comes down to when you're speaking with spirit, is learning to trust that gut instinct and the instinct, and it's that voice in the back of your head that you always ignore? I mean, is that what spirit is to you?
That is part of what spirit is to me. I do believe that we do listen to that intuition. There is a difference between being a medium and a psychic. A medium does speak directly to spirit. So we believe that by speaking with either the people who've passed over on the other side who have a broader perspective of things when they make their transition, or in speaking with our own spirit guides and teachers who are on the other side, that we can use that guidance and knowledge that they share with us to make better decisions. And of course, then there is the psychic component to that, which is about instinct and intuition and trusting what you're getting. And I believe that that's all interconnected.
Well, now I'm about to lay myself out here on the line and get kicked around, I'm sure.
Oh,
I've got voices in my head all the time.
Uh-oh. Hide the weapons.
There's one of them.
That's right.
There's one of them right now.
Put away the sharp objects. but with these voices, how do you clean the clutter? Will your book teach that? Are there classes that will teach that? See, I have a negative talk. I've got, you know, from years of mental abuse of watching Mr. Rogers, I blame it on. But
me,
you
too.
Know, you know, I've got all this. I've got that inner dialogue going all the time that comes from voices I don't know who or what they are. I mean, a lot of it's my own insecurities and negativity. I understand
right.
that shooting myself
sure.
down. How do you learn to quell that and inflate what could be the good? Because there's, you know, we've all had that moment when we've thought, bet on black, and we don't do it and black wins. I mean, you know, it's that kind of situation where it's that you get that overwhelming no.
Right.
And you ignore it. How do you clean away the garbage?
How do you clean away the garbage? One of the best ways for me that I teach my students to clean away the garbage is through, you know, meditative processes. Because what meditation teaches you is how to center and balance yourself. It teaches you how to slow your mind down enough so that it cleans up that clutter that you're talking about so that you can focus. And when you can focus and you're clear and you're a clear channel, that's when you can hear the voice of spirit and the voice of your own intuition. And that's a really big component to me of any kind of mediumship work at all or spirit communication, because you're absolutely right, you have to be able to clean that out. That's what discernment is, you know, and it's really important. That's one of the first steps of becoming a medium, is being able to discern between what is your own insecure voice speaking and what really is the voice of spirit.
Because, you know, a few weeks ago we had the lovely and talented CJ Sellers on the air with us, and she's a local medium here in Minnesota, and she was doing readings for some people, and, you know, she was picking up on a shelter for this one woman, and, you know, Tim and I started to wince, worrying if we were going to get into battered woman subject here on the air, and it turned out that it was an animal shelter. And jokingly, I said, and I'm seeing a very over-amorous Pomeranian chase humping your leg kind of thing. And she laughed because she just happened to have gotten a Pomeranian in that wouldn't leave her alone.
Interesting.
So, see, now, like I said, I don't claim that. I mean, that was kind of a weird thing to pull out and actually have it sync up, unless she was just pulling my leg and there is no Pomeranian.
No, I don't think she probably was. You know, that sounds very similar to what happens for me in classes, when I teach classes with you know, more than one student. What we found to be true is that if there's one student up, you know, standing up in front of the class, doing message work, you know, tuning into spirit and trying to give messages to people that are there, that often the people that are also participating in the class, it's like we're all starting to tune into the same energies. And the other students will say, oh, I was getting that too, or I was seeing the same thing that you're seeing. So I think that sometimes when you're in that energy, even if you don't have any mediumship capability, or you don't think you do, or you don't have any mediumship training, you start to sync up with that energy.
Yeah, that's right. I'm looking at Dish Network. I think it comes with mediumship abilities.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
And TiVo.
That's right. So,
oh, man, if I could make it that much easier, that would be so great.
So you're saying meditation is a good way to start, so you can start cleaning out the voices and learning to focus. How does one, is there a specific meditation course that you would suggest? I mean, there's, you know, James Von Prague has got a meditation. It seems everybody's got a different meditation tape out there. Is there one that's better than the other, or is it just you sitting with your legs folded listening to Yanni?
Well, you know, I think...
Please say it's not that one.
Please say it's not that one.
Yeah.
I think, really, Dave, I think that for a lot of people, you have to try some different things.
Okay.
You know, some people really like the, you know, for them, meditation is sitting in that lotus position and chanting or listening to the ohms or whatever it is, and that works for them, and that's great. That doesn't work for me.
No.
I tend to be a little more, I tend to have a really high energy, so I like to sort of wind myself down for meditation. And so for me, what I like, when I first started doing meditation, when I was starting to study, I really liked guided meditations because a lot of people, the guided meditations really help them to focus their mind better because, like you said, that clutter starts to get in there and they can't seem to bring themselves back to focus.
What is a guided meditation?
A guided meditation, a lot of people have guided meditations. And actually in my book, there are lots of guided meditations. We start with some very simple meditations in my book and then sort of progress into more detailed meditations. And I suggest that people take those if they want to, you know, if they really want to use them, take them and record them on tape. So they actually read the text of the meditation out loud and record them into a tape recorder and then play them back.
Isn't that kind of a form of self-hypnosis, then, is what you're talking about? Okay.
It's exactly the same thing. And so it's a guided meditation takes you on a journey. So it takes you perhaps to meet a guide on the other side or to meet with a loved one on the other side. It might not be as elaborate as that. It might just be a simple relaxation that takes your body through relaxation steps so that people can, you know, listen to that, and those suggestions help their body to relax. And then it helps them to get into a centered space so that they can, you know, open themselves up to, you know, communicate if they want to.
Okay. Now, let me ask you about this. You know, coming at it from a skeptical point of view, you know, I have friends that are mediums. It sounds almost racist, doesn't it? I've got friends that are mediums.
No, you don't.
I really do. I really know some of them.
Right. I've got some people, you know, and I've come across a couple of kooks, you know, that claim to have it. Now, how do you discern that, you know, how do you know that you just don't have a really good imagination and that you're able to look at somebody, Rose, and, you know, I can look at Tim and guess from looking at him and his age that he probably has a grandparent that passed on.
Sure.
And I can say, you know, I'm getting a sense of an older male on, you know, is that making sense? You know, almost like a father figure. Oh, because you could pretty much get away with, well, it's like a father figure, or maybe it's coming from your father's side. That kind of covers it both ways, doesn't it?
Sure.
And you're
doing
that. How do you know that you're not just visualizing what you think by looking at this person, and it truly isn't spirit giving? I mean, this sounds like almost like a chicken or the egg, which came first. It must be hard to discern as well, because if you think that you've locked into spirit, but maybe it's just a really strong imagination that allows you to superimpose on him what you expect. I mean, we all look at people and make a judgment, snap judgment, right? Well, you're standing at the ATM machine and somebody walks up behind you, you're making that snap judgment that you got to be careful, lean, watch out, this guy could take your money, whatever. You know, how do you know that you're not just making this judgment looking at this guy? And a lot of the medium readings out there are very generic.
Yes, they are. So I would agree with that.
You've got, okay, now we've established your grandmother passed away. She's talking to me about a special piece of jewelry that you have of hers. Everybody has a special piece of jewelry from their grandmother. I even have special jewelry from my grandmother.
Sure.
And nipple rings were her top thing.
Yes.
No. Oh, well, man, she was ahead of her time, wasn't she?
That's right. But, you know what I mean? It's that looking at it. And I could, you know, I get the feel a lot of times when I sit there watching my friend CJ do these readings and I look at people and I can kind of come up with a story of my own self. And as I'm listening to her do the readings, it's eerie to me how much of it I'm on. Now, I don't know that I'm sinking in because I feel I don't have a mediumistic bone in my body. But
maybe you do and you just don't realize it. No, what I understand exactly what you're talking about.
Right.
And I think that the proof, you know, for me, the proof comes in the evidence that they're actually receiving. You know,
right.
For me, you know, evidence is hard to get as a medium, you know, and I tell my students when we start a mediumship class, you know, I'm going to push you to get evidence, and evidence is hard to get. And not every reading you're going to get this, you know, this wonderful, you know, mind-blowing piece of evidence that nobody else on the planet would know.
Right.
Hopefully, though, you're going to get at least two or three really good pieces of evidence as a medium that's going to prove to the person that it really is their grandma or their grandpa or whoever it is that's coming in.
Right. Now, I mean, it's coming across. Now, you know, I mean, that Shar Margolis had a show on Sci-Fi earlier this year. Did you get a chance to watch that at all, Psychic
at
Large?
No, I did not.
Okay.
No, I did not.
She, you know, what impressed me, now part of it, she came off kind of carnival hack to me.
Uh-huh.
And I don't mean that in any disrespect at all, but
no.
She very shuckstery in some senses. But then she'd sit down with these foreign people, and she would start doing a reading, and she's like, I'm getting the name Furuza Zazmaka or something like that. And they're like, oh, my God, that's my great-grandfather was Furuza Mamaka. You know, I mean, how do you pull a name like that out of the sky? That's crazy to me. That's incredible evidence. But then you have mediums who are not as strong as pulling names out, you know, but they can detail, like CJ. I don't mean to keep referring to her, but we have the most experience with her. She'll sit there and, you know, she'll tell you, I'm not good with names. I'm sorry, I can't get it. But your grandfather is showing me a pink pickup truck with a black lab in the back. Does that make sense? Now, a grandpa, a pickup truck, a black lab, you know, we're in Minnesota. Most people have got a pickup truck and a black lab.
And they're all pink.
Yes. No, but the pink aspect of it is kind of different. They'd be like, oh, my God, yeah, my grandfather had this goofy pink car that he, you know, truck that he had. So she's pulling out oddities.
Right, so that's the piece of evidence that a medium is looking for.
Okay.
And, you know, not every medium is going to be able to pull names. Now, I was just the other day, I was sitting with a friend of mine who was also a medium, and we were discussing with each other the idea of how, as mediums, we continue to self-evaluate and we continue to grow as mediums, and we push ourselves as mediums because, just like anything else, mediums, we tend to get lazy sometimes, you know?
Sure.
And we tend to say, okay, you know, I got that you've got a grandmother in spirit. Great. I'm going to go on with the rest of the reading because I've got that piece of information. Well, that's not enough.
Okay.
You know, that's not enough information. You need to be able to say that, you know, I've got grandma on mom's side of the family and her name was Rose and she did this for a living and she had, you know, you need, you know, this is how she passed into spirit, and you need those pieces of information because that's what proving the continuity of life really is all about. That's proving that person who was here in the physical body has now passed into spirit and can still communicate with us.
So what,
and, you know,
people,
my friend pointed out to me too, most people in spirit want to give us that kind of information because they want us to know
they want
that
the
it
validation,
really is them.
Right. So what, you know, people should do when they're looking, you know, so they're not getting taken by these $2.99 a minute hucksters on TV with the bad, you know, Jamaican accents. Yeah, they should look for that holy crap moment, right? That if they're just getting a bunch of generics of, you know, oh, I'm getting a piece of jewelry, grandma's power, or grandpa left you a watch.
Exactly.
You know, the generic stuff. But if it's grandpa left you a watch with the angel carving on the front and the inscription on the back, I can't see what it's saying, but he's telling me there's an inscription and an angel on the front. Now you're giving specifics.
Exactly.
What you should do is look for that.
You need to be looking for specifics when you're getting a mediumship reading. I mean, there needs to be something specific there that the person's getting. You also need to watch mediums who ask a lot of questions during a reading.
Right.
Because it's very easy to say to someone, oh, I feel like I have a, you know, I, you have a grandmother that's passed into spirit, correct? Okay, it's easy to say that. You know, most people have had a grandmother that's passed into spirit. If they're my age or older, I'm 38, you know, most people have that. You know, someone who says, you know, is your father passed? Well, no, if you're really getting that his father has passed, then you need to say your father has passed, okay?
Okay?
I'm getting a father vibration that comes in, and I feel like this is your father, and he wants to talk to you about this, this,
right,
and that.
Because, see, that's been a pet peeve of mine. And, you know, Rose, this would be the way I see it done a lot. Rose, I'm getting a strong male presence, or they're coming across. Is your father still alive, Rose?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, well, then this message is for him. This message is for him. That's, to me, that always just seems so fake. It's kind of like, he's not dead. Okay, yeah, well, this message is for him, and he should be careful with his cholesterol, and I'm seeing something in the chest area, so we might want to watch out for that. Now, I'm getting something else, and you kind of move on.
Right. That would be, to me, the wrong way to give a message.
Okay.
And honestly, I just saw I don't want to crack on people, but I just saw a very famous medium on television. My husband left the room because he was tired of me yelling at the television set.
Just whisper it. Nobody's listening to the show. Just whisper it. Who was it?
Yeah. I think it was Sharma Gomez, the one that you just talked about. When she was giving messages, honestly, she was asking so many questions when she was giving messages that I was literally screaming at the television saying, no, 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 give the information, don't ask the question. She was right. I mean, it seemed that she was right on target, but I kept saying, why is she asking so many questions? You know, you need to give the information. You know, if that's what you're getting, then that's what you're getting.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of that comes back to the medium being uncomfortable about the idea that she might be wrong, you know.
That's
I talk to my students all the time about the idea of, you know, if you have set your intention, and we talk about that in the book, if you have set your intention and you've done your meditation to get in touch with your spirit guides and you are ready to give messages, then whatever comes through is what's supposed to come through, and you give what you're getting. So if you feel like it's a father, then you say to the person, I feel like I have your father in spirit, and this is who wants to talk to you. You don't ask.
Good.
You tell them.
Well, I'll tell you what, Rose. We're going to take a quick break here.
Sure.
When we come back, I'd like to pick your brain, maybe kind of go through the exact steps of what you need to do to become a medium, and we'll follow along with your book. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. Our guest this evening is Rose Vanden Enden, and she's the author of a book called So You Want to Be a Medium, A Down-to-Earth Guide. We'll be back with more with Rose right after this.
Once you have seen Dave and Tim in the light, you'll understand why we must return to the darkness on the edge of town. Stay tuned. There is more to come.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Feel off? Tired? Moody? You might be missing minerals, because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to TraceMinerals.com and feel the difference minerals make.
If you read Tats Paramag every month, You'll be able to tell the difference between the absurd and the creepy. Taps Paramag takes you where few would ever go on purpose. From exclusive interviews with the cast of The Ghost Hunters to the latest trends in technology in the field of the paranormal. To join our journey, order at TapsParamag.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Feel off, tired, moody? You might be missing minerals because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to TraceMinerals.com and feel the difference minerals make.
Ghosts, goblins, witches, creatures of the night. Yep, that just about covers everybody Dave and Tim have ever dated.
Oh my God, this girl's really turning me on.
Welcome back to the darkness on the edge of town.
Good evening and welcome back to the darkness on the edge of town. Just before we went to break, we were speaking to Rose Vanden Enden, and she's the author of So You Want to Be a Medium, A Down-to-Earth Guide. It's a book put out by Llewellyn Press, and you can get it just about any bookstore. Is that right? It's at Amazon, it's on yes. Beat Alton, all the different sites.
Yes, absolutely.
We do have a link we have up on our website for you if you want to order the book. We're also going to be adding to the front page of our website a link so you can go in and purchase books from the other guests that we've had, and we'll have a link up there for Rose's book as well. And Rose is a spiritualist minister. She earned her mediumship certification from the Indiana Association of Spiritualists in 2000. She's a founding member of the United Spiritualists of the Christ Light Church in Cincinnati, Ohio, where she serves as director of education, and she teaches classes and conducts personal readings across the country. She has a brand new book out, as I mentioned, and it's called So You Want to Be a Medium. And this is kind of a practical guide to teach people how they can tap into this innate ability within themselves to be able to talk to people that have crossed over. So
right.
Now when we were going into the break, we were kind of talking about, what you should look for in a reading and what you should avoid. And let's start from the very beginning with your book here. We've got about 40 minutes in the show left here
sure.
to talk with you about. What can you tell us doing the readings this way? How do you start off? Tim and I decide, okay, we want to be mediums. What's the first thing that we do to start preparing ourselves?
Well, you read my book.
Well, of course, that's
no,
a given. Sure.
I'm just teasing you, Dave. No, the first thing that I always suggest to people is one of the things that you really need to focus on if you're interested in mediumship work is, why do you want to be a medium? I think that that's a really important question for people to answer, to ask themselves and to answer because, as you were saying before, Dave, I think a lot of people get into this kind of work or are sort of interested in it, but don't realize that there's a lot of hard work that goes into spiritual development and mediumship development. And so folks who just kind of want to dabble with it, I don't suggest that they go go into that because it really does take a lot of focus and a lot of hard work. That's one of the things that people need to ask themselves is why they want to do this work. The main reason that you should want to do this work is because you want to serve. When I say serve, I mean serve humanity in general. If you decide that you want to be a professional medium, if you want to go on to be a professional medium.
You have to have clear intent of why you're doing this and what you're
absolutely.
Going in for. Okay.
Absolutely.
And it should be coming from a place of light. You're not going to be going into it, hey, I can turn a quick profit doing this. That should
exactly.
not be your
and
goal.
That's one thing I talk about in the book specifically is that, there are a lot of really famous mediums now. I mean, I think the energy of our world has turned in a way that people are very interested in this subject and are very interested in making that contact. And so some people have gained celebrity because of their ability to do this work. I also think it's really important to not go into this kind of work because that's what you hope to achieve from it. Because really, you have to have that intention of love and the intention that you want to do the best possible work with the highest potential, or it's just not going to work very well for you. So that's where I start with my students. That's one of the first things we ask in one of our first classes.
All right. So we come across, we have the intent that we want to help people. We want to we want to understand more for ourselves.
Yeah,
and we want to help
spiritual understanding.
And we want to help other people.
Right.
Now what do we do?
Now, the first thing that
I understand you cover this in your book. You don't have to go in depth. If we could just kind of skim over so people have an idea of what all is involved. It's not just you sit down and decide, you know what, I'm going to be a medium today.
Right, exactly.
Yay! Yeah.
Well, yay. Exactly. And I talk about, you know, so you want to be a medium when do you want to be a medium when you grow up? And, you know, how many children actually say to their mom and dad, oh, I want to be a medium when I grow up,
I do.
Did you?
Yes.
That's so great.
Yes, he had the medium Mr. Potato Head. With the little turban and the eye of Amagato. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. But, you know, not many people have that idea when they are children. But I talk about the idea of you know, when we start with mediumship work, we start with awareness, the idea of how aware are we of our surroundings and how we can build awareness. Because when we build awareness of the physical world around us, and I'm talking about, like, you know, our observational skills, what we're hearing, what we're seeing, what we're feeling around us, that helps us to build our spiritual senses as well, because there's a spiritual sense that corresponds to every physical sense that we have. So we have the ability to see. Most of us are, you know, can physically see with our eyes. In the spirit world, we have clairvoyance, which is clear seeing, or the ability to see spirit, or to see messages that spirit is giving to us. So we talk about the idea of how to discern between, like you were talking about before, about discerning between our own thoughts and discerning between the thoughts that are coming to us through clairaudience, which is clear hearing. How do we discern between those thoughts and what we're hearing, the voices in our head that are talking to us? So we talk about how to tune into those different things and how to tune our senses, our clairvoyance, our clairaudience, our clairsentience, which is feeling, you know, those gut feelings that you were talking about.
Right.
How are those messages, you know, and how do we tune into that? How do we differentiate between those things? So we talk a lot of, I talk about that a lot in the book, about how do we do that, you know, and what are some of the key components to doing that?
Now, let me ask you, you know, again, coming from a skeptical point of view, you know, there's shows like Haunting Evidence out there right now that has Carla Baron and John Oliver, and they go out there and they're trying to shed light on cold cases and see things. Now, my question is, if they're tapping into the spirit, and I'm not calling them out on this, I'm just hoping from an expert point of view, you can kind of shed some light for us. They're tapping into the spirit of these murdered victims. If the murder victim is talking to them or giving them signs, first of all, I don't understand, why does everything have to be so cryptic? If they're going to, you know, if they're going to give a sign that it was, you know, Tim that murdered her, why not just say, Tim murdered me? Why does it have to be the series of cryptic riddles to get to this? And, well, I see binding tape and, you know, I think he's a carpenter and blah, blah, blah. You know, that's what I have trouble understanding, is why isn't there just more, you know, from what we've been brought up, Tim and I believing, is that when you die, you gain the spiritual insight. You know all, you see all, you're in touch with the infinite universe. So if you die, you already know who killed you. You know, at the end of every good mystery novel, you know everything. So why aren't they just telling who did this?
Well, you know, I want to preface what I'm going to say first by saying that I am not an investigator. So, you know, I have never done any kind of criminal work. So I really don't have the experience of having...
Don't worry, Tim and I did enough criminal work to cover all three of us.
Okay, good.
Oh, actually, not on the right side of the law, though.
Actually, we just did time.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, see, that makes all the difference, probably. But no, I've never had the experience of spirit coming back and saying, you know, this is what happened to me in this particular situation. You know, and speaking to some of my, you know, people that I know that have done that type of work, you know, I've always been taught, and I do, you know, from what I understand from spirit, from what I've been, you know, tapping into for the last, you know, 6 or 7 years that I've been a medium, and for the 16 years of experience that I have before that as a psychic, you know, my experience has been that spirit doesn't necessarily always know everything. The people that have passed over, they sometimes, when they go over to the other side, they're still in the process of acclimating to the other side, and it may take them, for us, it might take them a long period of time to do that. So they may not have any ideas to share with us. They may know what happened to them, you know, and they may be able to describe their own, you know, process of, you know, the actual incident, but they might not know the person that killed them, or they might not know the person that was responsible for what happened. That's been my experience. But
if a spirit is left here, is it bound to that spot? Can't it follow the killer home? Can't it, you know, I mean, isn't there something? And I don't mean to just
harping on that part. Yeah, I don't think it's bound to that spot at all. You know, in talking about, you know, the idea of a place being haunted or a place being, you know, a big hub of spirit activity, I don't think the spirits are bound there by anything. I think that they are free to move on to whatever the next plane of existence is for them. I think it's their own mindset sometimes that keeps them there. You know, it's like they can't move beyond where they think they're supposed to be because either they haven't realized that they're gone, they haven't made the full transition to the spirit world yet, in that they've made that realization that I'm supposed to be moving on now, I'm not supposed to be here anymore. And I had somebody tell me once when I asked a very kind of a similar question, some spirits have made the transition to the other side, have made that sort of realization of, you know, we're beyond all of this now. You know, we're beyond the earthly cares or whatever you want to say, the earthly things. And they may not, you know, want to come back and talk about that experience. You know, they may be beyond the idea that they're concerned about who committed this particular crime. You know, so they may not have they may not bring that information through. You know, they have free will on the other side, just like we have free will here. So they can bring through what they want in a reading.
Okay. So most spirits aren't vengeful, looking for somebody to, you know, bring judgment to the bad guys then, right?
I think in my book I even said something about the idea of, you know, if I talk about, you know, if you are picking up something around a person that you pick up a spirit that has been sent to the other side by someone else's hand, you know, in the sense of a murder or something, that it is not your responsibility as the medium to solve the crime, and it is also not really spirit's responsibility to solve the crime. It really, you know, they're not police investigators over on the other side. So, you know, maybe, you know, in the grand scheme of things, and I believe always that all is in divine order, perhaps in the grand scheme of things, that's going to be left to other resources, and it's not up to the spirit to tell you that.
Okay. All right. So we're going through ways to start getting connected. I know part three of your book is Who's Who in the Spirit World.
Yes.
And you cover joy guides, protector guides, doctor teachers, doctor chemists,
yes,
master guides, ascended masters, angels, outer band guides, sorting it all out, and guides of a different nature. Kind
yes
of break down a couple of the different guides with us here and tell us what we should know.
Sure.
We've got about 3 minutes left in this segment.
Sure. Well, we've all got at least, what we believe in spiritualism is we've all got at least 5 guides that are always with us. They come in with us when we're born. They go out with us when we die. So they're ours pretty much exclusively for our existence in this particular time period. And
do they ever turn their back on you?
No.
Okay.
Never.
It's not like that Capital One commercial where you're walking around and he only gets you when it's time to pay for something?
Yes, exactly. Isn't that a great commercial?
Yeah.
That Guardian Angel commercial? I love that commercial. Every time I see it, I crack up. But our guides are here because they're attracted to us for a particular reason. We made a connection with them on the other side before we came into this lifetime. So we made a contract with them to say, okay, you're going to be a guidance factor for me in this lifetime, and you're going to help me with these particular things. So they will never turn their back on you. We often have a good way of not paying a whole lot of attention to them or not realizing that they're around us. But they really are there to guide and to help us in whatever way we need them. And those little classifications of things like joy guide, protector guide, teacher guide, those are just, like I said, they're classifications. They're ways to kind of try to understand what that particular guide might have to offer us. So a joy guide, for instance, is very concerned about, you know, our joy and uplifting us. They're really fun guides usually. They like to bring lightness and laughter to things. And even though they are like that, they still are high teachers, and they have lots to teach us about the important things in life. You know, it's not about money and prestige. It's about our spiritual path and, you know, what kinds of decisions we're making. So they have, all of our guides have a lot of things to offer us if we choose to tune into that energy and learn about it and learn to see what they have to tell us.
Well, why don't we go to a quick break here? When we come back, why don't you tell us a little bit more about how we can maybe tap into our guides?
Sure.
And we'll cover that. You're listening to The Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. Our guest this evening is Rose Vanden Enden, and she is the author of a brand new book called So You Want to Be a Medium, A Down-to-Earth Guide. We'll be back more with Rose right after this.
Don't you dare move. There's more to come from The Darkness on the Edge of Town with Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at TraceMinerals.com.
2006 is here, and for many of you, another year has passed without treating you and your loved ones to a much-needed getaway. Rocky Shores Resort has just what you're looking for. Join owners Jerry and Kim Pip at their family-themed resort that offers a heated outdoor swimming pool, volleyball court, playground, spacious lodge with games and activities for the whole family and more. With 6, 2, and 3-bedroom cabins that are affordable, comfortable, and fully furnished, and 12 seasonal RV sites, Rocky Shores Resorts is perfect for a private escape or for a family reunion. The resorts are located on the east shores of Bowstring Lake in the heart of the Chippewa National Forest. Here you can relax and enjoy nature in the Great North Woods, experience dozens of area attractions, and get hooked on some of the best northern perch, panfish, bass, and walleye fishing in northern Minnesota. Call 1-866-878-0101 to book reservations or check out their website at RockyShoresResort.com for more information. This year, don't ignore the call of the wild. Embrace it and enjoy yourselves. That number again is 1-866-878-0101. Rocky Shores Resort is open year-round. Call today.
If you read Taps Paramag every month, you'll be able to tell the difference between the absurd.
Could not go to work because Bigfoot stole my car.
And the creepy. Taps Paramag takes you where few would ever go on purpose. From exclusive interviews with the cast of The Ghost Hunters to the latest trends in technology in the field of the paranormal. To join our journey, order at TapsParamag.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Two ghosts walk into a bar and see another ghost at the bar point at them and yell, "Boo!" One of the ghosts yells back, "Boo-hoo!" And the ghost at the bar yells back, "Well, you don't have to cry about it." Ah, hell. You try writing this.
You magnificent bastard! I salute you!
Welcome back to The Darkness on the Edge of Town.
Good evening and welcome back to The Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. Our guest this evening is Rose Vanden Enden, and she's the author of a book called So You Want to Be a Medium, A Down-to-Earth Guide. It's available through Llewellyn Press. You can find a link to buy her book right on our site at darknessradio.com. You can also pick up the book at just about any major book dealer across the United States, so make sure to check it out. It's a fascinating book, great read. We're going to talk to Rose a little bit more about our different guides and how to differentiate between them and how to actually tap in and hear them and understand them. So, Rose, clue us in.
Yeah, it's
because, you know, we're clueless.
I love working with my guides. Right. I consider my guides to be my best friends, really and truly. And, you know, when I first started doing this kind of work, I started as a tarot reader, and I started, you know, noticing when I would do readings for people that I wasn't getting all of my information from the cards. I was actually starting to hear, like you were talking before, those little voices in my head when I was doing readings, and I started thinking, who is talking to me? You know, what is that? Where is that coming from? So when I started learning about guides, I started realizing that these were energies that were around me that, you know, were really there to help and wanted to help me not only in my readings that I was doing for other people, but help me with my own personal life, you know, help me make good decisions and things like that. So, you know, getting to know your guides is probably one of the best things that you can do. And I can't advocate that enough for people. One of the best ways that our guides can get in touch with us is either through meditation or through dream work. Because when we dream, we're open. We tend to open up to the other planes of existence when we go off into our dream state at night when we sleep. And so one of the things I do talk about in the book are how to get messages in your dreams and how to use your dreams to get in touch with your guides. And then also through meditation, and there are a lot of meditations in the book as well that concentrate specifically on, you know, what do I need to do to get in touch with my guides? You know, and how can I get them to talk to me? How can I get to discern their voices? How do I know which one's talking to me? Concerning, you know, if you've got five of them, how do you know which one's talking to you? If they're all talking at the same time.
What if that negative voice really is one of my guides? He's just a jerk.
No, he's not.
Okay.
No, and I think that's, you know what, Dave, you say that jokingly, but I think that's a good thing to point out to people. Your guides are never going to be real negative. They're never going to say bad things or inappropriate things.
Okay.
They might be very joyful, and they might, you know, joke about something or laugh about something as we kid around as human beings. But they're never going to be derisive in any way. They're never going to be derogatory. They're not going to have negative things like that to bring to you because they realize that all of the best vibration on the earth is the love vibration, and that's the vibration that brings us all up to a higher level.
She's
and so giving they're working
good
at that
vibrations.
Level.
That's cool.
So what voice Rose is, and Dave said this, tell them to kick out the walker on the old lady and take her social security check.
Oh, that would be the bad side of him.
Not a voice necessarily.
I don't know what he's talking about.
You can't blame that on your guides.
But see, I can blame this. You're saying joyous ones. I've got the ones that tell me, yeah, dude, go ask for her number. She's totally into you. And then I can hear him laughing at me when she slaps me. So is that my spirit guide?
No, see, that I would classify as a lower energy entity that surrounds you. And you need to tell your guides to keep that energy away from you.
Hey, guides, keep Tim away from me.
Exactly. That's getting you into trouble. You don't want that.
Right.
Rose is totally digging you, dude. Ask for a number.
I'm married, sadly.
So symbolism, dreams, and also am I. dreams and dream work, exercises and tasks. Now, do your spirits come to you? Are they holding up flashcards? I mean, that's kind of the impression you get when you're hearing John Edward. You know, he's like, they're showing me Blue Kitten. You know, I'm just picturing ghosts with flashcards holding them up.
You know what, Dave? You say that jokingly, but sometimes that's what they do. Really?
Yeah.
They show you pictures or they show you something. Like sometimes when I tend to be mostly in my work, I tend to be clairaudient, which means that I hear voices or I hear messages from spirit. Or I'm clairsentient, which means that I feel things. Like I feel like I need to tell you this right now, or I need to talk about a father in spirit. You know, I feel that, so I say that. Although I have had my guides, they'll actually write things on a chalkboard for me, so that you know, if I'm not hearing the name that's they're trying to get through to me, I'll ask them to write it down on a chalkboard for me. So they actually will show you things like that.
Really?
A lot of it depends on one of the things I talk about in the book is. One of the main ways to get in touch with the spirit world is to figure out how you're getting your messages. And that's one of the hardest things is, you know, are you seeing things when you ask for a message? Are you seeing a picture or are you hearing something in your head or are you just feeling like all of a sudden you're very cold or all of a sudden you feel like you have to get up and walk around for a while? You know, and those are symbolic messages usually, but there's a something behind the symbolism that you're supposed to know. And that's one of the primary things that we focus on in the book. That's why we talk a lot about symbolism, because not everything is going to be crystal clear, you know. And when you start working with your guides, that's when you start telling them, look, you know, you're giving me the blue kitten that you were talking about before. You're giving me this blue kitten. I don't know what that means. I don't know what you want me to say with that. I don't know what that's supposed to be, how that's supposed to be, influential to me. What do you want me to say with the blue kitten? Then they have to show you something that's more specific, you know.
Do you ever get that feeling when you're doing a reading that they're coming in with some stupid thing that you're like, a blue kitten? There's no way I'm saying blue kitten.
Yes.
There's no way I'm saying blue kitten. And then you're like, oh, God.
Then you say
it's a blue kitten.
It's true.
Right. Yes. But I mean, do you get that? And then people just look at you like you're high.
Yes.
What is talking a blue kitten? I mean, to be a medium, you got to put yourself out there to be.
Absolutely.
An ass? I mean, just be like,
I can't tell you.
Okay.
I can't tell you how many times I tell this to my students. I mean, I'll even say it when I do a public demonstration because, you know, in the spiritualist church, the gallery-style messages that people like John Edward do on television, that was taken from the spiritualist church. That's what we do at the end of every service is we give messages to the congregation. And so I'll be standing on the platform, and I'll argue with my guides and say to them, I'm not saying that. I'm not showing, you know, I'm not saying that in front of all these people. And I'll, you know, they won't give it to me any other way. So I'll say, okay, I'm getting the blue kitten. And the person that I'm giving the reading to will go, oh, my grandfather gave me that stuffed blue kitten when I was a little girl, and that's so special to me, and I know that's him.
Okay.
Because he gave me the blue kitten.
Right.
So, you know, even the stuff that sounds stupid, the second rule of mediumship, the first rule of mediumship is you control spirit. The second rule of mediumship is give what you get.
And the third rule is don't talk about mediumship. Oh, wait, no, that's the rule of Fight
Medium Club.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's right. Okay, sorry. All right. So you get these visions, you see these things. So it's okay. Now, you know, because it was interesting. I went to the Penn State Paranormal Conference last October. I'm going to be there again this year. So make sure everybody come out there. It's the first weekend in October. But we were doing a psychic class with author Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and she was doing psychometry, which, you know, you take off a piece of jewelry or something you have and give it to somebody else and then just try to filter just, you know, whatever random thought she said, whatever, no matter how stupid or weird it was. So I tried to see what was going on, and I just felt like, man, I just have all these crazy random thoughts going through my head. How do I know I'm not just trying so hard that random thoughts are popping in? So we get done doing it, and then we're like, okay, what did you see? I said, you know, I saw this tall, sweating glass of lemonade, or I mean iced tea. And I saw an old beat up blue, like Dodge, you know, and then I saw a nice shiny red car and blah, blah, blah. And as it turns out, the husband and wife that were sitting there in front of me, their favorite drink is iced tea. He used to own this old blue beat up car that they traded in for this brand new red car. So, you know, I mean, it seemed to me it's no matter how random or strange it is and how embarrassing, because some of the stuff, you know, I'm like, boy, I don't know how to explain this, but I'm just seeing this like a bathtub with this huge plastic boat in it, but it's it's almost like a like the Love Boat, but it's in a bathtub. And they started laughing, and sorry, Tim's choking on something. He wants me to shut up, but I'm not going to do it. He wants to clear his throat, and I'm not going to give him the minute. But anyway, just doing that. So you've just got to be open for being random. There he goes.
You got to. Okay.
Yeah, you got to be open to be random and let these strange thoughts come through.
You have to be open to that. You have to be open to that. And what you're describing to me, Dave, is what I experience a lot with when I was developing as a medium too, and I'm still developing as a medium, we all are. But with my students too, you know, those random thoughts, what you've done, you've set your intention. You know, I talk a lot about setting your intention, which means that when you pick up that object that you're going to read from, you say, okay, spirit, I want you to give me something that's specific to this object. Give me an impression of something that matches the vibration on this object that belongs to these people, so that they know that I'm picking up their energy, that I'm in their vibration. And then you get these random things that you think make no sense, and when you give them to somebody, they understand them, you know?
Okay.
And I think that's the proof. That's what tells us that we really are tapping into those energies and that they really are giving us something that's legitimate.
All right. Well, that's good tips.
It sounds to me like you need to be developing your skills.
Yeah, I got to. I'm going to Vegas again for Super Bowl. I got to start working on those psychic abilities.
You do. See, you know, you never know. Although I found myself that spirit doesn't work that way.
Yeah. Yeah, my spirits are never drunk enough to help me, or they're too drunk. They're the ones going, the hooker's totally into you, man. She'll do it for free.
Get her number.
They don't help us with the gambling thing. No, at least mine don't.
Nothing good. Yeah, what the heck. So people that are interested in becoming a medium, you don't have to walk around and see dead people right now. You don't have to hear Grandpa's voice in your head going, "Hey, remember my wheels underneath the stairs." That's not what you have to do right now. You can why did I sound like the Petridge Farm guy? Petridge Farm knows. You can develop those abilities by doing courses and classes.
Yes.
So that just blows me away because I feel like, well, you know, and as we're talking, I realize maybe there is more to what I'm able to do and see than what I'm giving myself credit for.
Yeah, and probably a lot of people do that. Okay. I think a lot of people do that. I think a lot of people, you know, I think believe in intuition and believe that they have some, you know, I've had an intuitive experience where something I felt happened or I've really, you know, been able to tune into something, but it's been very inconsistent for them. And, you know, it's only happened once or twice and then they've went, wow, that was really neat. But they don't know how to develop that into something that they can have on an everyday basis. You know, they can have, you know, and they can have these conversations with their spirit guides. They can have conversations with people on the other side that they miss or love. You know, they're still with us. They still want us to know that they're around us.
Mm-hmm.
And they can learn, you know, everyone can learn to tune into that for their own purposes.
Well, let me ask you, we've got maybe about 3-4 minutes left here.
Mm-hmm.
Tim's saying two, so he's cut me off. But we've got about two and a half minutes left here. How do you answer, you know, the stories we've all heard growing up? It's, you know, it's a sin to speak to the dead. We're not allowed to do necromancing. We're not allowed to do this. How do you answer that? Especially when you're trying to train yourself to do this.
Well, you know, a lot of that, it's a sin thing, comes from biblical thing, you know, and the idea that people use the Bible to sort of back up the idea that you're not supposed to do that. What I say in response to that is, you know, if you look at the New Testament, Jesus did a lot of that himself. You know, he did a lot of spirit speaking, okay, and a lot of prophesizing and things like that. So that doesn't hold a lot of water to me if you're going to use Jesus as a reason not to do this work. So that's where a lot of that comes from for me. A lot of it, I think, too, is fear. It's something that's unknown, and I think the unknown scares us. You know, even though I'm a medium, I don't have all of the answers about what happens to us on the other side. You know, when we go over, when we make our transition, I don't know everything about the other side, because I haven't been shown that, and I don't think that all of us are going to know what's on the other side until we actually get over there.
Let me ask you this real quick. Do you believe in reincarnation yourself?
I do, yes, personally,
okay.
Yes.
If I am the reincarnation of Napoleon, and you're trying to do a medium trance to get in touch with Napoleon's ghost, can you, in fact, link in with a spirit that has been reincarnated?
You know, I've never had that happen. I think it's really interesting that so many people think that they're the reincarnation of someone like Napoleon.
Well, I was just using it as an example, yeah. But I mean,
I know. I'm joking along with you because so many people say, well, I'm the reincarnation of George Washington. Well, if you were the reincarnation of George Washington, you might be working on different lessons in this lifetime. But you know, I tend to be a little skeptical of those things as well, because you would think that you'd have that energy, you'd be able to tap into that old energy of that soul energy and know some things that, you know, perhaps George knew. So I don't know that I've ever had that experience that you're talking about,
okay. But
I do believe in reincarnation, and I do believe that we've been around the block a few times. And sometimes those kinds of things do come up in readings.
Well, Rose, I can't tell you how much we appreciate having you on the show. The show flies by so quickly, our hour is up. I wanted to thank you very much for joining us. For everybody, I'd recommend go out and get the book, So You Want to Be a Medium, A Down-to-Earth Guide. The author is Rose Vanden Enden, and it's spelled E-Y-N-D-E-N. We have a link for it up on our site, so please take a look there. You can pick up her book. We'd like to have you back on in the future again. We could talk to you more about the different aspects of it, and if you have any other books coming out, we'd love to talk to you.
I would love to talk to you again, Dave. Thank you and Tim so much. I've had a great time.
Thank you, Rose. I appreciate you being on the show. Thank you for tuning into the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. This is your host, Tim and Dave. We'll be back again next week with a whole new show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.